First, a warning. This article has obscene content, and it's not for younger listeners. I apologize for the obscene content of this article, but it's critically important that voters in the 6th Congressional District fully understand the repugnant character of Democrat Sean Casten, who seeks to defeat U.S. Representative Peter Roskam and possibly turn the U.S. House of Representatives over to Democrats. In an interview with the Daily Herald, Casten was asked to name one current leader who most inspires you. Casten shockingly replied, and I quote, "Dan Savage. I love his moral compass and the way he is able to use his peculiar talent for righteous humor to effectuate positive change." End quote. Yikes. Yes, Sean Casten actually said Dan Savage is the current leader who most inspires him. And creepy Casten reaffirmed his admiration in both a debate and in a Wall Street Journal interview. Voters should have gotten a glimpse into Casten's creepy conscience during the July debate with Roskam, in which Casten likened human slaughter to gallbladder surgery. And I quote him, "I view abortion as a medical procedure like a gallbladder surgery. I don't want anybody to have one. I can't imagine the pain that someone would go through to do that." End quote. Last I checked, gallbladders didn't have human arms, legs, kidneys, lungs, hearts, and brains. You know, all those profitable parts Planned Parenthood likes to sell. Since Casten views human slaughter as analogous to gallbladder surgery, the Wall Street Journal says he has no qualms about spending taxpayer money on it. Evidently, Casten isn't woke to the fact that no one has to have an abortion. Well, except for the women who are forced by boyfriends, husbands, or parents to choose an abortion. And apparently he's not woke to the fact that many abortion seekers don't seem to experience pain from their choices. They're celebrating and shouting their abortions. Now, the humans whose deaths women choose are another story. They do experience pain as their limbs are ripped off and skulls crushed. For those who are blissfully unaware of the leader Casten admires, Dan Savage, he is the vicious, anti-Christian, homosexual hate monger and sex columnist whom creepy Casten described to the Wall Street Journal as having an awesome sense of humor. When asked by the Wall Street Journal about his creepy answer, Casten explained that in his view, Savage possesses, quote, "this combination of completely righteous indignation and an awesome sense of humor." Casten then cited a contest Savage held some years ago as evidence of Savage's awesome sense of humor, a contest in which Savage asked his readers to come up with a definition for Santorum, as in Rick Santorum. Savage chose the winning definition. Have a barf bag at the ready. Here's the winning definition, Santorum: the frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex. End quote. That's a real roll-on-the-floor gutbuster, and illuminates Savage's and Casten's shared moral compass. In 2012, Savage, the leader most inspirational to Casten, described, quote, "right-wing fundamentalist Christians," end quote, that is, theologically orthodox Christians, like Family Research Council's Tony Perkins, as, quote, "batshit asshole douchebags," end quote. Savage is ecumenical in his anti-Christian bigotry. He also attacks bishops, archbishops, and popes who uphold scripture, labeling them the Catholic Politburo, while describing wolves in sheep's clothing within the Catholic Church, that is, those who embrace the LGBTQQAP ideology, as good and decent people. Savage reveals yet more of his amoral compass that Casten so admires in a video in which he heartily endorses, quote, "non-monogamy," end quote. He claims that lifetime monogamy results in, quote, "despair, the despair of fidelity, the despair of marriage, knowing you'll never see another human being naked as long as you live. Building our marriages on this expectation of decades-long fidelity is to build them on shifting grounds," end quote. In 2012, evidently a busy year for Christian bashing Savage, he was invited to be the keynote speaker at a national convention for high school journalism students held in Seattle, Washington. Savage, being Savage, took this opportunity to insult theologically orthodox Christian teens, saying, and I quote, "We can learn to ignore the bullshit in the Bible about gay people, the same way we have learned to ignore the bullshit in the Bible about shellfish, about slavery, about dinner, about farming, about menstruation, about virginity, about masturbation. We ignore bullshit in the Bible about all sorts of things," end quote. In Savage's effort to, in Caston's feckless words, effectuate positive change, Savage managed to offend many in his audience and reveal his biblical ignorance. When students walked out, Savage decided to mock them publicly, saying, and I quote, "It's funny, as someone who's been on the receiving end of beatings that are justified by the Bible, how pansy-assed some people react when you push back," end quote. He did it again. With this bullying comment, he offended many in his audience and around the country and revealed yet more biblical ignorance. The Bible does not justify people beating homosexuals. If Savage meant that ignorant people misused the Bible to justify beating homosexuals, he should have been more careful in his wording. I suspect, however, he said what he meant and meant what he said. Caston seems to be cut from the same loathsomely dishonest cloth as Sam McCann and Pinocchio Rauner. Caston said this, and I quote, "Roskam has on his website that he is proud to work at Denny Hastert's desk. I'm opposed to pedophilia. If that bothers him, that's between him and his God," end quote. The Wall Street Journal explains this despicable statement, and I quote, "Mr. Caston is referring to an old press release from 2011 on Mr. Roskam's official website. It explained that Dennis Hastert, who served as House Speaker from 1999 to 2007, was passing down a historic desk used by Illinois congressmen since the 1940s. 5 years after bequeathing the antique, Mr. Hastert admitted he had sexually abused boys as a high school wrestling coach in the 1960s and 70s. And this horrifying crime now reflects on Mr. Roskam? How exactly?" End quote. Yes, Dan Savage is the leader who most inspires Caston. Is Caston really the kind of man we want in Congress? Is his puerile, malformed moral compass what this country needs? Are the changes he would seek to effectuate the kind of changes America needs? If you think not, and you're in Roskam's district, vote for Peter Roskam. If you think not, and you know voters in Roskam's district, send them this article and urge them to vote for Peter Roskam.